So what on earth is autoimmune hepatitis? What do those words really mean?
Autoimmune hepatitis is a chronic liver disease. It can affect any age patient, any ethnicity. It can affect either sex, usually has a female to male predominance of about 3 to 1. Hepatitis just means inflammation of the liver
So
for the most
wait a
part.
minute. Remind me again, what does the liver do?
So the liver does a lot of important things. For one, it metabolizes nutrients from the gut. It makes bile, which helps you digest fats. It makes a lot of important proteins, specifically all of your clotting factors except for one, and proteins that help fluids stay in the right spaces. And it also detoxifies certain drugs or medications.
So when you inflame a liver, just like when you inflame any other organ, the suffix is itis. So liver is really the hepatic system. So it's hepatitis, which is inflammation of the liver from any number of causes.
Absolutely. So it specifically is referring to the liver's made up of liver cells or hepatocytes, and it's made up of small and large bile ducts. And for the most part, hepatitis implies that this is inflammation of the liver cells themselves or the hepatocytes, usually manifested as elevated liver enzymes. So AST, ALT, these are our.
Blood tests.
Correct. These are blood tests, and it is reflective of turnover of liver cells.
The liver can be affected by a number of factors. So one can get hepatitis from alcohol. One can get hepatitis from a number of drugs that one could be taking. One can get hepatitis from certain viruses. What's the most common of those entities?
So viral hepatitis is an easy one to check for, and that's routinely done with a blood test. So normally we've eliminated viral causes of liver inflammation.
Hepatitis C and hepatitis B.
Correct.
And the one on the ads on the news all the time are for treatment for hepatitis C.
Correct. That one has certainly gotten a lot of press lately. You know, alcohol, that's a different form of hepatitis, and you know, usually a good history will tell us if that's a factor. We also look for, you know, genetic or metabolic causes of liver disease, or as you mentioned, drug. It turns out autoimmune hepatitis is actually more of a diagnosis of exclusion. There are diagnostic criteria for autoimmune hepatitis. We usually look for autoantibodies, of which anti-nuclear antibody, anti-smooth muscle antibody, several others. We look for immunoglobulin levels. We look for absence of a virus in the liver. And last but certainly not least, we look at histology of the liver, consistent with the diagnosis. And actually, the hallmark of autoimmune hepatitis is the diagnostic histology. So a biopsy is actually an essential part of the diagnosis because about 20% of patients will actually not have circulating autoantibodies, and they'll actually have normal immunoglobulins. So the liver biopsy is a very important part of the diagnosis.
And you do a liver biopsy under ultrasound guidance, and they're pretty safe procedures at this point in time.
Absolutely. This is one of the forms of chronic liver disease where the biopsy is very important. A liver biopsy is a very safe procedure. It's usually a percutaneous or through the skin biopsy. It involves usually ultrasound guidance, and it can either be done with sedation or without sedation, but it's always done with a local skin anesthesia.
There can be a stigma for patients who have liver disease that it's really associated with something that they've done to themselves, had drunk too much alcohol, or taken a drug that's hurt them. but really an autoimmune hepatitis in which your body is reacting to the liver, the patient has no reason to think for a moment that they've caused this, and it's something that it's hard to figure out.
Certainly when we have diagnosed a patient with autoimmune hepatitis, one of the most common questions I get is, I've never done drugs or had a blood transfusion. I don't drink alcohol. Why on earth do I have hepatitis? And I explain to the patient that they don't have a virus. They don't have a blood-blood transmission virus like hepatitis B or C. This is not due to a behavior such as excess alcohol intake. But this is the way they're built, basically, that their immune system is recognizing something in the liver as unwanted and trying to get rid of it, and that this is of no fault of their own.
If we could figure out what caused any autoimmune disease, it would be a pathway to figuring out a cure.